This is your WHJE News Report.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Perkins with your WHJE Afternoon News Report. A Marion County judge has granted separate trials to the defendants in the Richmond Hill explosion. This follows motions filed months ago by Monserrente Shirley and Mark Leonard in Marion County Superior Court. Shirley, Mark Leonard, and his brother Bob Leonard faced dozens of charges following the November 2012 subdivision explosion that killed two people, wounded others, and damaged dozens of homes. Judge Sheila Carlisle's orders state the court, quote, does now find that a separate trial is necessary to promote a fair determination of the guilt or innocence of the defendant, end quote. In the case of Shirley and Mark Leonard, Bob Leonard did not seek a separate trial, but will apparently now get one by default. In local news, a man was shot to death by a DEA agent on the west side of Indianapolis this Thursday morning. The shooting was reported at 6 a.m. when DEA agents were attempting to serve a warrant. Police say they were confronted by an armed suspect who was aiming at detectives. The investigation is ongoing. Let's go to education real fast. Purdue University alumnus and astronaut Roy D. Bridges will speak on Purdue's campus later this month. Bridges will speak about his experience in the space program on October 25th in the class of 1950 Lecture Hall. Bridges will also attend Purdue's annual Space Day on October 26th.
This is your WHJE Sports Report.
It's still me, John P., and we're in the sports universe right now. Despite all the media hype surrounding Peyton Manning's return to the Lucas Oil Stadium, there is still a game to be played. The Colts hit the practice fields Wednesday afternoon and again this morning, focusing the attention on, of course, the Denver Broncos. On the defensive side of the ball, Laron Landry returns to practice for the Colts yesterday after missing the last month. Kickoff is set at about 8:25. Now a shot to the pros. In Indianapolis, the Indiana Pacers fell to 0-4 in the preseason with a 92-85 loss to the Dallas Mavericks at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Most of the Pacers' starters sat out the game, and Danny Granger left again in the first quarter with a strained calf. Luis Scola and Orlando Johnson led the Pacers with 14 points each. Now over to the weather.
This is your WHJE Local Weather Report.
Right now, it's about 49 degrees. It's still raining outside, folks, but it looks like it might become partly sunny here in a little bit. Again, that 20% rain showers might not have been correct, as we saw a lot more today. Highs in the upper 50s, but tonight, low of 43. Partly cloudy, but hey, it's going to warm up tomorrow. High of 64 on Friday. Mostly sunny. School's out. Be sure to get some time outside. Saturday, we've got a high of 57. Mostly sunny with a 30% chance of rain showers. And again, Saturday night, low of 41 degrees. Sunday, be sure to get up early for church. It's going to be a high of 57 degrees, partly cloudy, with lows in the lower 40s. Highs, and of course, the mid-50s. Now on Monday morning, we've got another day off because of fall break. High of 61. It's going to be great to be outside. Mostly cloudy, but hey, a 30% chance of rain showers. That's a 70% chance of sun. Thank you for this WHJE News Report.